We are in a safe place. It's kind of raining outside. Who knows what the storms will be like? Some even said maybe some hail. I don't think we have a chance of a tornado. But what better place to be than inside? Than to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. I think we pay attention to many different things in our own life. We seek comfort, right? We seek security. We want to make sure the children and everybody are okay. We want to make sure the dogs are inside. We want to make sure the windows are closed. Everything is protected. Everything is safe. Everything is taken care of. Making sure our windows are rolled up, right? No clothes on the clothesline. I remember running outside many times as a little kid, taking the clothes off as the rain was coming. Wanting to make sure everything is in order, right? And safe. This is also definitely very true to our own spiritual life as well. That realization too, just as we care for our own physical and human side, how also do we desire our soul to be kept safe as well? How do we desire to stay away from sin? How do we desire to make sure that our heart finds comfort and peace and security in our Savior Jesus Christ? How much do we desire to clean out particular things of our own heart so Jesus does have room to dwell? Very interesting as we hear in this gospel today, just to point out a couple things as it starts. The particular gospel is fairly close to Jesus' time of his own crucifixion, his own death. So we hear some particular familiar places, right? It says that he was in the Mount of Olives, the gospel started out. This is the same particular place, Gethsemane, where he will find himself with his apostles on Thursday evening before he is crucified. Particular place where he has an intimate conversation with his father, desiring maybe to, Lord, are you sure this is your will? But as he says, confirms, Lord, may your will be done in my own life. So you just imagine, if he was in the Mount of Olives, was he already thinking about what would be taking place in this particular place just in a couple of weeks, just in a few days? The second, that he comes into the temple area to preach. And he's approached by this mob of Pharisees who, of course, are trying to catch him in a lie, or trying to throw him off, trying to find something they can accuse him for. I like to think that it's probably pretty much the same particular group that actually go after him in the Garden of Gethsemane and finally have a charge against him as Judas denies him, turns him over. So all these particular things that are going on in Jesus' head, in his mind, in his heart, yet he still continues to desire to preach the good news, right? To speak of the loving Father. So as I started off Mass today, how many things in our own life very easily tend to distract us? I don't know how your Lent has been going, but it seems like as Lent gets farther and farther on and closer to Easter, for me, there just seem to be so many distractions. I don't need to worry about my Lenten feast because I got to get ready for Easter. I don't need to worry about my Lenten fast. That I already did that 2 weeks ago. I need to focus on these other things. Or just so many other distractions, other particular things that sometimes take us easily off of our goal, which is Christ, and to receive his love for us. So very poignantly and very beautifully, we heard of the loving Father and the prodigal son last week, right? The loving Father who waits for his sons, who forgives his children. This week, we hear of the woman caught in adultery that is brought before Jesus. And yet, he says those powerful words, "You who have no sin can cast the first stone." He desired conversion for the Pharisees, just as much as he did for the woman caught in adultery. Jesus Christ desires for all of his sinners to come home to him, to find peace with him. But first and foremost, making sure that we look upon our own self and our own sinfulness before we are distracted by the sins of other people, right? So that powerfulness of being able to look inside and seeing all those particular Pharisees slowly walk away because they recognize that they too were sinners. They knew that they had also made mistakes in their lives. There's a belief that when Jesus knelt down to write on the sand, that he was actually writing the sins of the Pharisees or others in the sand. And I think that's also very powerful too for us, is the realization that I think some of us get caught up to say, well, my sins really aren't all that big. Most of my sins are private sins. Most of my sins are only between me, I know them, they really don't hurt anybody else. Maybe I don't necessarily need to go to confession, or I don't need conversion, or I don't need to change. But maybe that powerful realization that God knows your sins, He knows what you have done, and He desires for repentance and conversion in your life as well. I think it'd be a beautiful reflection in our own lives. Lord, you know everything of my heart. You know everything. I've done that a couple times in my own life, recognizing that God truly knows everything that we have or haven't done and our intention behind them. Not to be afraid of a loving Father, but recognizing that the loving Father, just as He desired to set this particular woman free who was caught in adultery, how He also desires to set us free from the smallest to the biggest sin of our own lives. He desires us not to live in sin. So in these next couple of weeks, as we head ever closer to Palm Sunday next week, so entering into Holy Week, Lent finishing up on the Wednesday before Holy Thursday, entering into the Holy Triduum to Easter, I hope that you can very vividly recognize that we are all in need of a Savior to forgive our sins. That this just isn't maybe something else that we enter into and that we remember and that we go through because it's a nice pageantry every year. But what is taking place over these next few weeks is that the battle for your soul between God and the devil, and Jesus desiring so much for us to recognize that we have sinned and that we're broken and that we are too in need of forgiveness. And now He never stops desire to break into our own world and to forgive us. Sometimes I've reflected on the life of the Pharisees. I can only imagine what was going on, because we hear so many different times how the Pharisees try to trap Jesus and try to catch Him. And over again, He challenges them. He says something very moving and powerful to them. He is continuing to desire to break their hearts of stone, helping them to desire to convert. So for us, may we start, maybe stop battling against Jesus. May we let go of our own pride, recognizing that we too struggle with sin. We too struggle with temptation and desire to live in that particular freedom, just as St. Paul spoke about in the second reading. And I encourage you, if you're looking for something to read this week, go back to that second reading. Because St. Paul kind of gives three particular points, and they're nothing new, but three particular points. Number one is that sense of recognizing everything around us is rubbish. A death to self, a death to our own possessions, to live for Christ. The second particular part is righteousness. It's not our own righteousness, but it's God's righteousness. And that we are truly thankful for what God is doing in our own life. The more that we can recognize and give thanksgiving to God for what He is doing, the more we are able to recognize that it's more God than us. And number three is we recognize, St. Paul says, the power of the resurrection. How powerful His death and resurrection from the dead means to us. That is a game changer for many of us who maybe continue to struggle with sin, who can struggle to seem to be burdened, and I can't move away from this. Help me, Lord, to understand truly the power of Your resurrection from the dead and how You desire that for me. May this still be a very beautiful time of these last couple of weeks of Lent. May you continue to stay true to Your desire for God's conversion. May you recognize our own sinfulness and brokenness, our own desire many times to justify our sins and our mistakes, but that hopefully humbly coming to the realization of our need of a Savior. And with new eyes, enter into this Triduum and Holy Week as God has come to save us.